Section 40, Finding Joy in Temple and Family History Work. The purpose of this lesson is to encourage participation in temple and family history work. Come to class prepared to discuss ways to be more involved in doing family history work. What are some things you have done to participate in temple and family history work? One way to participate in temple and family history work is to hold a current temple recommend and attend the temple often. What blessings can you receive through holding a temple recommend and attending the temple? How does keeping a journal or a personal history help you participate in family history? How can you become more involved in temple work for your kindred dead? Scripture Chain, Importance of Record Keeping. Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. Doctrine and Covenants, section 85, verse 9. Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verse 7. Moses chapter 6, verses 5 through 8 and 46. Abraham chapter 1, verse 31. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain, importance of record keeping. Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. 18. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Doctrine and Covenants, section 85, verse 9. And all they who are not found written in the book of remembrance shall find none inheritance in that day, but they shall be cut asunder, and their portion shall be appointed them among unbelievers, where are wailing and gnashing of teeth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verse 7. You will discover in this quotation that the books were opened, and another book was opened, which was the book of life. But the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Consequently, the books spoken of must be the books which contain the record of their works, and refer to the records which are kept on the earth. And the book which was the book of life is the record which is kept in heaven, the principle agreeing precisely with the doctrine which is commanded you in the revelation contained in the letter which I wrote to you previous to my leaving my place, that in all your recordings it may be recorded in heaven. Moses chapter 6, verses 5 through 8 and verse 46. 5. And a book of remembrance was kept, in the which was recorded in the language of Adam, for it was given unto as many as called upon God to write by the spirit of inspiration. 6. And by them their children were taught to read and write, having a language which was pure and undefiled. 7. Now the same priesthood which was in the beginning shall be in the end of the world also. 8. Now this prophecy Adam spake as he was moved upon by the Holy Ghost. And a genealogy was kept of the children of God. And this was the book of the generations of Adam, saying, In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. 46. For a book of remembrance we have written among us, according to the pattern given by the finger of God, and it is given in our own language. Abraham chapter 1, verse 31. But the records of the fathers, even the patriarchs, concerning the right of priesthood, the Lord my God preserved in mine own hands. Therefore a knowledge of the beginning of the creation, and also of the planets and of the stars, as they were made known unto the fathers, have I kept even unto this day. And I shall endeavor to write some of these things upon this record for the benefit of my posterity that shall come after me. End of the scriptures relating to the scripture chain, importance of record keeping. End of section 40, finding joy in temple and family history work.